My name is Lily, and I've had hidradenitis suppurativa, HS, for years. I finally found some relief since taking Cosentyx. Relief means I can show up more.
Cosentyx secukinumab is prescribed for adults with moderate to severe hidradenitis suppurativa, HS. Don't use if you're allergic to Cosentyx. Before starting, get checked for tuberculosis. An increased risk of infections and lowered ability to fight them may occur, like tuberculosis or other serious bacterial, fungal, or viral infections. Some are fatal. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms like fevers, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, had a vaccine or plan to, or if inflammatory bowel disease symptoms develop or worsen. Serious allergic reactions and severe eczema-like skin reactions may occur. Learn more at 1-844-COSENTYX or Cosentyx.com.
Ask your dermatologist about Cosentyx.
It's seafood season, and your favorite seafood sensation is back at White Castle. Say hello to Shrimp Nibblers. With delicious butterfly shrimp battered in a crispy coating, it's never been easier to follow your crave. So head to White Castle and dive into delicious Shrimp Nibblers today for a limited time, only at White Castle. Follow your crave while supplies last.
What a goal!
The League of Ireland is back.
Every Friday night, it'll be impossible to miss the League of Ireland.
Make sure you listen to the League of Ireland exclusively on Off the Ball.
Become a member now and join in the obsession. Subscribe at offtheball.com/join.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.
Scott, can you perform that? Or sorry, Scott, can you sum up that for us?
It's a really tough result. It's the girls are really disappointed. Last year we came out of a game and we managed to score some points that we hadn't scored in 3 years. Now the expectation of the group's different. We felt we had a chance today. 70 minutes, we think we're in a game. A little bit of composure, a little bit of self-inflicted errors has led to a scoreboard going away from us. So we could say we're disappointed in not getting a losing bonus point out of the game, but actually it's not that the group's disappointed about. They're disappointed about not converting a game that we felt we could have gone on and won.
That second half, you know, there was some incredible performances, and Emily spoke to us during the week about the green wave. We certainly saw that.
There's a group that want to fight for each other. You look at how France came out. We thought they'd come out fast and hard. We thought we knew we'd have to match that. We knew we could end up absorbing, but trying not to let them in into our 22. We've given them a couple of easy entries, which doesn't sort of make it easier for us. But what we have done is we've stuck together, and sort of entries 3, 4, and 5, we've kept them out. We've gone out, we've met them, we've managed to turn the tide. So look, we're building our resilience. Ideally, we're not in there in the first place. Ideally, we can control a little bit more field position, which lets us get more of our game on the pitch. And probably when we're in it and we're starting to ask questions, how we kick on and build pressure on them. So I just feel like we've let them off the hook a little bit at the end.
Some incredible individual performance as well. I have to say, Aoife Wafer, what a powerhouse.
Aoife lives for these kind of games. Look, she's a rising talent. She's a bright star in the game. We want people coming here. We want people to come and support us, come down and make a crowd. And some of the performances out there, some of the players that we've got are going to become real icons and role models for people, both boys and girls alike. So look, we've got a really strong back row. Aoife's managed to come through, even though she's been heavily marked at times. She's been able to come through and make some good decisions and make some yards and get herself over the line. So yeah, look, another good performance. What we've got to do now is get back to HBC, recircle the wagons and go again, because it doesn't stop coming. There's another big week coming next week.
What will be the areas you'll be most looking to improve on?
Probably that little bit of composure and self-inflicted errors. We knew France would have us under pressure at times. How we can manage pressure so that we can finish on our terms, how we don't get too giddy and excited if we break the line and throw the ball on the floor, how we can keep the composure with what a backfield and how that works so that we can field the ball on our terms, how we can either strike back with ball in hand or kick back and ask a good question of our opponents. So we're not sort of giving players or teams easy ins from self-inflicted errors. That'll come. It's not something we're doing on purpose. We keep trying to grow how we execute under that pressure, and the more we do, the better we'll be.
You mentioned the girls fighting for each other, but there must also be a fight on for jerseys. It is, of course, World Cup year.
It's getting tougher to get in this team. We're going to have to compete again to represent the island of Ireland, to show what the Wave can do. But we're building our depth. We've got more coming through. There's girls that over the next couple of weeks are going to get an opportunity to come out here and put an Irish shirt on and show everybody what they can do.
Absolutely, I was going to ask you, there's some young blood coming along the way there that will be only dying to get a run out for the Six Nations.
There's a lot coming through. The girls that you see are the lucky ones that get to represent where we currently are. The harder we push in behind that, the better the group will be. The better the group can be, the more likelihood we've got of taking those nearlies, those 70 minutes to a full 80, and hopefully converting some more of those performances into victories.
I saw Sam and Bevan, and I know Bevan's back training. I think Sam hopefully will be back for maybe the start of the summer. How important is it to have players such as them along with the squad?
Look, they're pretty close to, well, they're pretty much involved with the group as we speak, both through either rehabbing and obviously Sam's captaincy role within the group. She's still a leader, she's still a captain alongside Adele. So she's still adding bits to the group at any opportunity. Yes, we want to keep continuing to get people back. Remember, this is like Stacey Flood's first game back after an injury, and she's returned in good time. You know, so performances are going to keep getting stronger. Girls coming back in keeps adding to competition, and hopefully we can keep growing our Wave.
So much of what we want to do can seem impossible, but the highest achievers among us are the people still reaching for something. The ones who aren't satisfied to stay where they are and want to keep climbing higher. It's those people who approach the impossible and embrace it. There's a vehicle for people like that. It's called the Defender. The Defender is an icon reimagined through thoroughly modern design. It's got a tough, rigid body design and durable, lightweight monocoque architecture for extra strength. With precise detailing and compelling proportions, the exterior of the Defender is designed with integrity. This is a vehicle capable of great things, engineered to meet challenges head-on with an exterior that's been tested to the extreme. Experience the Defender's legendary capability off-road and on. And there's a family of vehicles for Defender. Meet the Defender 90, Defender 110, and the 8-seat Defender 130. So, are you ready to embrace the impossible? Explore the Defender at LandRoverUSA.com.
It's all over here in the Kingspan Stadium. Can you sum that up for us?
It's a mixed emotions. I think a little bit of frustration because I think we were with France in that game from minute one to minute 80. I don't think the scoreline quite reflects where we finished that game off, but frustration and disappointment to let that one get away from us. But on the flip side, we're such a young group, and where we've come from and what we're striving to be, we're going to be hard to beat, and we're putting scores on tier one nations, and that's exactly what we said we wanted to be.
There was some great performance out there, and at the press conference last week, some of you were saying that how you're such a tight-knit group, which I think really showed there today.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think no one panicked when we came in at halftime. People went to their people to get those conversations, what was working, what wasn't working, and I think to have those honest conversations with people on the bench or people who are on the TRs, because we look to each other for that validation and for that confidence to keep going, and same with our staff. So we stuck together right to the end.
And Emily spoke about the last week, the Green Wave. That Green Wave really came on there in the second half.
I suppose it's more public now, but we've been working on that Green Wave since we came together, and a lot of hard, honest conversations about where we were as a group, where we wanted to be and what that actually looked like. And some of it is honest, some of it's relentless, some of it's together. And you have to have all of those elements if we want to achieve to be a world-class team. Like I said, a wave comes in crashes and waves and ripples, and we sent ripples through that game. We sent crashes at times, but the main thing is that we keep going and we keep striving forward, so we don't put our heads down after that loss, that we move on and move on fast to the next game.
We just spoke about it there, and speak about it again, the support. support here today was amazing. And you know, there's so many young fans still here.
Yeah, no, it's amazing. We keep talking about inspiring a nation, and to have crowds of, I think it was 7,000-8,000, but it felt like more. Like the constant screams and cheering that we got on throughout that game was amazing, and we just hope that people keep coming and keep supporting us and believe in what we're doing.
Now there isn't much time, of course, next weekend over to Parma.
Yeah, like I said, put the head down, have the honest conversations, let's look at the reviews, and I think, yeah, like I said, we'd be disappointed what we let slip away, but also quite excited on what we can bring into the next one.
So Aaron, how are you after that?
Yeah, definitely a little bit frustrated, but I think we can take loads of positives from it. And yeah, I mean, it's only game one of the Six Nations. We've got a big campaign, so definitely some improvements there, but not a bad start.
What would you be hoping to improve on next weekend?
I think there were just some discipline errors and then a few unforced errors, you know, catch pass and things like that. Really easy fixes, and we definitely showed what we can do out there in some parts of the game, some of the set piece, and sometimes when the game was moving, good momentum and stuff, we show what we can do, and there's definitely way more in the tank.
Incredible, some defensive work as well.
Yeah, definitely. We showed the heart and the fight that we have in this team out on that 5 metre line. It felt like it when we were out there for a long time in that first half. But yeah, just so much fight from the girls, and shows that togetherness that we have.
And we've heard this a lot from players, even last weekend in the High Performance Centre, how close you all are.
Yeah, no, when I came into the team a couple of months ago, the culture was just amazing, and I was so lucky to come into such a great environment. And yeah, we're just getting closer and closer, and we're basically like a big family, which is lovely.
And of course, though, there is again then the fight for jerseys, because it is World Cup year.
Yeah, and then I guess at the same time, there's so much competition and everyone's fighting week in, week out. You don't know what the team's going to be, which is brilliant. I mean, we've come a long way from a couple of years ago when I say you could predict the team. So, yeah, it's brilliant that you have to fight for that jersey, and it's just making us all better, I think.
How did you find coming in there a couple of months ago? Obviously, I see the tattoo on your arm.
Yeah, I mean, I came from sevens, and the last few months I've kind of had to excel myself into the game. But yeah, the girls have been so helpful, and I came into a great coaching staff. So I guess it's just improving individually and then within the team, and just seeing what I can do to be the best player I can be.
Absolutely. And of course, Italy now next weekend. How are you set for that? How do you think? You're like, you know, there isn't much really downtime, really. It's straight back into it.
Yeah, I think we got a couple of days off and then we're straight back into it. Work on, definitely take loads of stuff from that game there and improve them and come into that Italy game fighting.
Now, Six Nations obviously is a tough contest, because like, it obviously is rolling pretty much every single weekend. But I suppose coming from the seven setup, has that kind of prepared you for that?
Yeah, I mean, like, I've been playing on the World Series for the last 4 years, so that's kind of prepared me that I'm playing on the international stage, and the pressures and everything. I feel like I can deal with it quite well. And yeah, I mean, it's going to be a long 6 weeks, but an enjoyable 6 weeks, I hope. And that was, I know we got the loss today, but it was still really enjoyable. And I think there's loads of positives that we can take from it going forward.
And finally, the support here today was something else.
Yeah, I think there was about 7,000 people we felt every person out there, and we really, really appreciate the support, and we're excited to see everyone down in Cork in a couple of weeks' time against England.
Super stuff. Good luck next weekend.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
Niamh, how are you after that?
Yeah, obviously disappointed. But at the same time, you know, we can take a lot from that performance. We spoke all week about sticking together, throwing punches, and we did that. Unfortunately, we just came off at the wrong side of that result.
Some incredible defensive work, though, on your part.
Yeah, Hugh Hogan, our defence coach, you know, he's been a big driver of kind of line speed, putting teams under pressure with our defence. So it kind of suits me. And then the rest of the girls, I know they have my back, they have my inside outside, you know, so it makes it easier for me then.
Like, everyone's speaking about France and they are such a strong side, but the Irish girls really put it up to them.
Yeah, we did. And like, look, like I said, we obviously didn't get the result today, but we've come away from that knowing that we're in the fight. We know that another day maybe we can get the result. Yeah.
Incredibly tough game out there, but there's not really much time because it's Italy next weekend.
No, yeah, exactly. We'll get in there to start next week, review this, look at kind of, you know, the errors and stuff like that, and then it'll be straight on looking at Italy and putting our best foot forward then over in Parma.
Is it hard then, when of course it is a World Cup year, obviously it's looming, but do you try just stay focused, obviously game to game, or do you find that added pressure?
Yeah, like 100%. Look, we all know the big picture is the World Cup in the autumn, but at the same time it's kind of a week on week thing. Like, first big job was France, We obviously didn't get the result we wanted, but now it's straight on to the next job, Italy, and that's what we'll focus on now. So it's kind of like, yeah, we have our bigger picture, but at the same time, week in, week out, it's the game at the weekend.
Incredible sport here today. I mean, the noise, the singing, the everything, the flags, the colours, it was super.
Yeah, no, it was. I think there was like 7,000 there today. And like, we can hear every single supporter. It's actually like, it really makes these home games very special. I love playing up in Kingspan. Yeah, so we're just very grateful to all the girls and boys who came out to support us today.
Well, look, we'll see you next weekend, and we look forward to following the rest of the campaign.
Thanks so much. Thank you.
Rugby on Off the Ball.
With Bank of Ireland, a proud sponsor of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster Rugby. Never stop competing.